changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So let's jump in. We want to talk about how to drop stress and gain focus in our life. And the point I was beginning to make is that we already have techniques. And by that, I mean we have ways of habitually responding to things in our life. And so what we want to do is to develop new ways of responding. I remember Marty, my ex-wife, who was a yoga teacher and is so much on ujjayi breathing, you know, that and she had taught it to me through so many yoga classes, and we both went to get a shot. I forget what it was for. It must have been some sort of a vaccination to go somewhere. And the doctor laughed because we didn't even realize that we each went as the shot was being administered. Now, that was a new experience for us, but it was a technique that we had done over and over and over through yoga. And as a result, it simply was there for us. And that's what we've got to do with these techniques that I'm going to teach you starting today. So if you're driving a car, you can practice one or two of these, but I would not recommend. Well, actually, I think these three would all be safe for doing in a car. And in fact, the third one that I'm going to teach you, I do myself. What I want to ask you to do is, though, you need to participate in this. You need to actually do what it is that I'm going to share with you. But before we do that, I want you to check in with yourself. How is your body feeling? Where do you have stress in your body? I have some stress in my arms and in my wrist, in my chest. And a little bit in my neck and shoulders, actually not as much as I usually do. So how about you? Where do you have stress? I want you to identify it because I want you to see if and which of these help you actually release some of that stress. Now, I do realize that there's going to be a compounding effect. If we do all three of these together, by the time we get to the last one, you're probably going to say, oh, wow, the last one was the best one because that's when I really felt the transformation. So we're going to be stacking these, and there's nothing wrong with doing that as well. What you're going to notice is that all three of these techniques have to do with your breathing. Interestingly, stress and breathing are so intertwined. When you're under stress, your breathing gets shallow and in the middle of your chest, right? As opposed to in your diaphragm, lower abdomen, which is ideally where it should be, or secondarily, the chest, raising the chest, but it gets caught in here. When you start breathing that way, your mind also just goes into stress. The thing is, because they are intertwined, we are psychosomatic beings. We are psyche, soma, mind, body beings. And as a result of that, changing our breathing causes us to actually become less stressed. I realized for myself as I was sitting down this morning, I've already had two cups of coffee. Now, coffee has many of the similar effects as stress in that it can cause you to feel jittery and panicky, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not a straight up fair shot. And I'm sure many of you are there as well. So as you assess where there's stress in your body, also ask yourself, you know, if it's induced by caffeine. So the first one I'm going to teach you, I learned from Teddy. I learned from my dog, yawns. My daughter and I have so many interesting and weird things in common. We both love learning interesting and obscure things that help our lives be better. Leah would do a wonderful job doing these jump starts. And in fact, she sits in and does the Wednesdays for the Complaint-Free Life Inner Circle probably at one out of every two or three, if not more often. And where was I going with that? Yes, Lee and I were together and we were doing something with Teddy. I forget what it was. We were taking him somewhere, whatever. And we noticed that Teddy was yawning. By the way, notice how I start talking about yawning and you're going to feel the need to do it. I'll do it too. We were taking Teddy somewhere and he was at first stressed and then we noticed him yawning. And I said something about, wow, he relaxed really quickly. And Leah said, no, he didn't relax. He's trying to relax. The dogs actually yawn as a way of trying to get themselves to relax. Yawning is one of those weird things that I've, you know, anything I hear about yawning, I'm like, that's interesting. One of the most interesting things I find is that I've read a few things that say they don't know exactly why we yawn. Some have said that it has to do with releasing CO2 as we're getting ready to go to sleep. And yet they don't show that that's any evidence of that, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe it is that we are trying to relax. Our mind, our biorhythms know it's time to relax. And so we're trying to. Anyway, let me show you and let's actually yawn. Because what I've discovered is that since learning that that's why dogs yawn, I wonder if that would work for people too. And it does. So again, imagine where you are right now, stress-wise. Wow. I induced that yawn. You are probably yawning right now from having heard me do it. And the interesting thing is, it popped my ears open. I didn't even realize I wasn't hearing fully, but it popped my ears open. Now, do I feel a little less stressed? Yeah, I do. I do. Let's do another one. How do you feel? Less stressed, right? All right. So what you've done is you have taken over control of your parasympathetic nervous system, and rather than let your breathing just happen, you're causing your breathing to happen. And not only that, you're doing deep diaphragmatic breathing. All of that to say is the thing relaxes your brain. Let's do it again. Here we go. I want you to do this wherever you're sitting. Try and get yourself to yawn. That's an easy one to teach because especially live, yawns are contagious. Before you know it, everybody's yawning, and then we move right into the next one, which is laughter. Manon Kanirsh, oh, I'm going to mess his name on, up rather. Dr. Manon Kanirsh, I wrote about him in my book, Happy Stories. He lives in India. And he noticed that a lot of people would get together in the middle of the park in the mornings to have their tea and just happen to start chatting, all the neighbors. And the men especially loved to tell jokes. And they would start the day with the latest joke they had heard. And everyone started laughing. And this doctor noticed that he felt so much better and happier going back to his day. I think this is why DJs in the morning attempt to be funny. That's the point. They want you to laugh because it releases endorphins. Laughter releases endorphins. Endorphins is the bliss hormone. Cortisol is the stress hormone. So we want to raise endorphins, which naturally water down the stress. What this doctor noticed was, though, that over time, more and more people were hearing the laughter and were starting to walk over. Men and women were coming over. And men being men sometimes would be insensitive and tell off-color jokes, dirty jokes. I don't know where the term off-color came from. I don't mean racist. I mean, you know, dirty jokes. That's what they were called when I was a kid. So they would tell dirty jokes, and this doctor wondered if it was the telling of the joke and then the respondent laughter that released the endorphins and made him and others happy, or if maybe it could happen just with laughing. So what he decided to do was to just laugh by himself and see if that changed his way of feeling. And he got there and started convincing other people to do it. Well, anyway, it's a movement now. It's called laughter yoga. And the idea is to simply get yourself to laugh without the trigger of something being funny. This one I've noticed, when I can get myself to do it, this one is so transformative. It's one of those things that works so well and is so easy that you think, I can do it anytime. So we don't. By the way, my goal for you today is for you to pick one of these three and do it at least three times today. Set a clock and do it three times today, at least, okay? Or pick all three. The point is to do these three times today. So we've done yawns. Now laughter. In just a second, I'm going to start laughing. And you know what? You're probably going to start laughing too. That's, laughter is like yawning. It tends to be very viral. So here we go. And I want you to laugh with me. Again, notice where you're feeling stress-wise. Okay. Notice that the halo effect of the yawn is probably gone right now. The good thing about yawning is it can just relax you in the middle of a tense situation. All right. Yawning can relax you in the middle of a tense situation. Now, notice the difference in after we laugh, and we're going to laugh for a while. Here we go. Keep laughing. Oh, yes, you can. I'm just doing this. You can too. Stop. Check in with your body. First of all, I'm smiling more and easier. Second of all, because I have forcefully used my diaphragm, I am automatically just breathing deeper. The stress in my arms and my neck are less, and I just feel happier, which means happiness endorphins have been released into my body to, I don't want to use the word combat, but to neutralize the stress hormone, cortisol. Notice how good that feels? All right, so we've done yawns, we've done laughter. This is one I've shared with you before, and this is one I'm particularly addicted to right now. This is called birthday candles. I have completely outlined, and I wish I could show it to you because I am so excited about this, my ABCs of speaking and what it is, the art, the business, and the content. I'm going to teach people to become complaint-free certified trainers by the giving them the C, the content, all of everything that I do, all of my speeches, all my material, my PowerPoints, my contracts, how to talk to people on the phone, videos of us talking to people on the phone, working things out, et cetera. So, I mean, there's literally everything you would need. Plus, you would then get to speak about my complaint-free topic. You get to speak about the 21 days. And of the people we've trained so far, they're getting paid to speak on the very same topic I get paid up for, because most people can't afford to bring me in. I've reached a level now that I don't just go anywhere and do this. So all of this to say, the number one thing I'm going to teach people for relaxing backstage is the thing that I just learned in the last 6 months, but now practice all the time. I also practice with this when I'm driving. This is called blowing out birthday candles, and it's taught as part of all my acronyms are running together, DBT, dialectical behavior therapy. blowing out birthday candles. So now imagine you're an old person. I'm going to be 62 in about 3 weeks, okay? So imagine you got a lot of candles to blow out. Kids can go, and they're gone, right? That's one of the ways I think that we're supposed to stay older and older, is to actually prove we can blow out our birthday candles. If you can't blow out your birthday candle, not a good sign, right? So here's how we blow out birthday candles. We don't go like this. We go, right? Don't we? We're not just kids, man. We take in this deep breath. So again, we're taking over control of our breathing. So here we go. Take in that deep breath, and then you got to create a small little funnel to blow out your birthday candles, right? So here we go, like you're blowing through a straw. And even move your head. Take a second, just breathe normally. The feeling I get is almost like being a little like high, like nitrous oxide. I don't think that's it. The feeling is actually a feeling of, again, taking control of that parasympathetic nervous system. I find this to be the most relaxing thing. It is something that I do when I'm driving now through Miami. I first had to change my mental attitude, as I said before. Number one, I'm going to drive like I drive, regardless of how other people drive. Number two, I'm going to be defensive. I'm going to let other people do whatever crazy thing they want. Let them cut in front of me, etc. Number three, I'm not going to be demanding. I have no expectation that somebody has to let me in or whatever. I will get there. And then I still breathe, and I do the birthday candles. Do it again with me. Here we go. Deep, come on. You got a lot of candles. You're old. Notice how you feel. I can't wait to teach this. I've got it coming up very soon with a group of people. I'm going to do 2 hours. The thing I know is, though, you can't do this without spitting. I know that right now this side of my microphone is damp compared to the other side. It's just the way it is, which makes me worry about birthday cakes. Now, all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, people are spitting on their birthday cake. So we are almost out of time, and I was really looking forward to this and grateful that I had this opportunity to share all this with you. By the way, if you were late joining me, don't be. Join me earlier, because I'm going to jump into the content sooner. I've been watching people come in and leave, because people come in and we're saying howdy, howdy for the longest time and not jumping into the content. So we're going to jump more into the content and stay with it. So join me earlier, and I think you're going to find it better. Or you can always watch it on replays, as we always say. So today your options are yawn.
Come on. Oh, really get it in.
Which, by the way, have you noticed we say the word ah when we yawn? All right? Ah, right? Ah. And when we laugh, we say ha ha, most of us. I know some people who say he he and ho ho, but mostly it's ha ha, right? These are all names for God. If you look up God, all right? Allah, Yahweh, the ah, we feel connected to the divine when we're laughing, even when we're yawning, when we're relaxing. And then remember, all right, so let's laugh. Do it. Ah. Notice how I just naturally wanted to ah. And then let's blow out one more set of birthday candles. And you got a little bit older since the last time. So here we go. Here we go. How you feel? I know I feel better. And now I'm going to go do my TM, my Transcendental Meditation. Been doing that every day now. And just feel so much. I feel more like I own the space in my head. That's the best way of putting it. I feel more like I own the space in my head. So which are you going to do? You're going to yawn three times today, laugh three times today, and you can count the ones we've done this morning. Just do one at noon and one at 3. Ideally do it again at noon your time, 3 o'clock your time, and 6 p.m. your time. Yawns, laughter, or birthday candles, or try all 3. Now, the key is you got to do any one of them for 1 minute. Uno momento. 1 minute. Un moment. You've got to do it for 1 minute. You can't just do it. I was demonstrating this morning. We weren't actually doing it. Okay, so be sure and do that. I'm going to tap into Ed's songs. Ed gave me a wonderful list of songs, and we are literally going to do them. Pursuit of Happiness by Kool and the Gang. That's our song of the day. Thank you, Ed. Pursuit of Happiness by Kool and the Gang. Here we go. I'm going to post that.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.